The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Kidding me? That's what we call our Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. And you can give us your Are You Kidding Me contributions today on the program. We're live from Chanley High School in Fargo, North Dakota. Why am I at Chanley High School today? Todd, is it necessary for me to go back to school?
Did you mandate this? I think every week you try to be in each corner of North Dakota. I think that's kind of your mission, right?
Yeah, that's what it is. You're right. I'm trying to have some geographical balance to my travel. There you go. Exactly right.
You know, if we pulled your travels up, because you can pull up your travels on Google Maps if you've done any checking in. If you looked at the scribbling, it would be a scribble on Google Maps, your mapping. It wouldn't just be like a line here and a line there. It'd be like an Etch-a-Sketch or something.
Exactly right. We're going to talk Measure One today on the program, and we did actually come to Chanley High School today to accommodate the schedule of a guest of ours, a national pro-life leader, a fellow by the name of Father Frank Pavone, leads an organization called Priests for Life, very well-known, very active in the pro-life community, and Measure One has attracted them here, as well as the leadership of the state of North Dakota in more ways than one. For one, you may remember that Father Pavone spoke on the steps of the state capitol back during the last legislative session to thank legislators, Republican and Democratic legislators, for passing nation-leading pro-life legislation. Well, who knew what that would spark? I guess a lot of folks did predict that there would be challenges to that. And a Fargo judge, a fellow by the name of Wick Corwin, and his decision is one that's got attention around the country for taking the legislation and really twisting it. And measure number one is on the ballot to prevent that in the future. It says basically, if a legislature passes something, a governor signs it, it becomes law, that one judge ought not be able to undo that. I think that's a principle we all can agree on, regardless of our position on the whole pro-life legislation at all. To me, that's why you elect legislators. Anyway, Father Frank Pavone will be here to talk about that, Measure One, and also the fact that Chanley High School students have invited all the other Catholic schools throughout North Dakota to join them in the March for Life in Washington, D.C. come January. The March for Life is the biggest march on Washington every year, and I think partly because the Chanley High School's active participation in that over the years, and also what the legislature did, they have been selected to lead the march. So literally, and they're inviting all the other schools throughout North Dakota to join them in this, and come January. So Father Pavone is here for that as well, and we'll visit with him about that. He's participating in a fundraiser tonight called Cupcakes for Life, and that's a fundraiser to allow as many kids that want to go to be able to go to Washington, D.C. So, also, Yana Murdahl, who is the chairperson of North Dakota Choose Life. This is the group that is advocating a yes vote on measure number one. They'll both be here together after 10:30 today on the program. The only other guest we have, we're going to check in on the bus. The bus. Yes, who's driving the bus, I don't know, but there is a bus tour of elected leaders that are heading around the state. We'll get the tour stops and where they're going to be if you want to see them, but we're going to pass the phone around on the bus a little later on today on the program. Ag Commissioner Doug Goring, Attorney General Wayne Stengem, Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger, Public Service Commission members Brian Kalk and Julie Fedorchuk will join us on the program as well. In the meantime, it's an Are You Kidding Me Friday, and we have a lot of contenders today, a lot of contenders. One of mine is a bit old. Well, old in today's soundbite 24/7 news cycle world, because this was on my mind yesterday about this time and didn't get a chance to get to it. But, Todd, have you seen this video with these young girls ages 6 to 15 years of age who are using some vulgar language in this video that went viral?
I have seen that. In fact, I started going through, and I was going to go through and kind of beep out the various F-bombs that got dropped, and then I kind of realized, I don't know if I'm going to have enough time to play the whole thing, and I just kind of gave up on it. But yes, it is kind of a must-see, and yet I hope as you do watch it, your threshold is set pretty high, because it does kind of get off to a biting start, but it starts that way to set up the latter part of it.
It's bizarre. I actually would argue that it's child abuse. I get what they're trying to do, And that has get some attention, and I guess we've given them that, right?
So I got to admit, I'm not real crazy about making kids make a video like that. That's because, and they never would have made it themselves, never.
We have, I have it linked on our Facebook page if you do want to suffer through it, if you'd like. But it's amazing to me. I mean, again, to me, choreographing a video with, in this case, it's five girls, ages 6 to 13. And using just this vulgar language is child abuse. It's also, some would argue, a cunning way to get some attention for your cause, and the extent that I think we all can agree that we want our girls and our young ladies treated in a proper manner. That's great, but you can make your case without inflicting child abuse on kids, in my view. So check that out. That's one of mine. And by the way, we want yours. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Another Friday, another day, another Ebola case. Unbelievable. And this one is just, to me, staggering when you think that you have, in this case, a doctor who comes back from treating patients in West Africa. And then just, says, okay, I guess I'm back into society, right? I'm back here around New York. Is it time for, like, Ellis Island to be used, since we're talking about New York here? When you came to America, when our ancestors came to America, they would go to Ellis Island, they'd check in, they'd say, okay, where are you from? They'd make that manifest, and then they would quarantine them for a certain amount of time before they let them go into the, that's why it was on an island, right? Maybe that's what we need to do here. If you're coming from one of these countries, we're going to just park you for 21 days and make sure you don't have symptoms.
Okay, but you're not going to make everybody come from Mexico to Ellis Island, are you?
Well, you'd have to obviously start with the countries where this has been a problem. But let's start with the doctors that have been there, for crying out loud, right?
Yeah, true.
I mean, this isn't that difficult. I don't know what the deal is. But
I've been treating a bunch of Ebola patients, and I'm going to go bowling, and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, what a nightmare.
Dr. Craig Spencer is this guy's name. He tested positive for the virus, rushed to a hospital in New York yesterday. He's a 33-year-old ER doctor. He was working with Doctors Without Borders, returned from the West African country a week ago, and officials were contacted after he reported a fever and other symptoms. And, again, so this was a week ago, right? He comes back a week ago. We have all of this hysteria. We have supposedly emergency precautions in place. And what happens? This guy still goes to be wherever he wants to go. I mean, unbelievable. So,
yeah, people talk about restricting, like, all travel and stuff. That may be a little impractical, but let's face it, if you're a medical professional who's been treating Ebola patients, maybe we hold you to a higher standard.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? There's a couple of ours. There's others on our Facebook page. Check them out. Let's get to yours at 800-228-0550. And by the way, we have the best call this hour, the best call next hour, some free bacon on us from our friends at Cloverdale. Yes, I'm not making that up, folks. That's right, the Cloverdale family four-pack, yours today when you call the program, and all kinds of goodies from our friends at Cloverdale. So work hard to be the caller of the hour. We have a winner this hour and a winner next. Robert and Mandan, what's on your mind? Hey, Robert, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you, sir?
Oh, good, good. Another great day in North Dakota. Just out collecting trash, and I was working my way in along the river bottoms, and I get out to grab the tote to bring it up to the truck, and a bull moose steps out right beside me out of the woods. It's like, are you kidding me? I looked, I ran back to the semi. I was like, hello. Just took my camera and took a picture of him.
Did you run back to the truck because you were startled or because you wanted to get the camera?
I wanted to get the camera. Plus, I never know. He was way too close to me. I mean, he was right there. It's like, hello. So, yeah, that's my are you kidding me morning.
That's a dandy. And you said Mandan?
Yeah, he's crossed from Double Ditch right up there.
Did you get the picture?
Oh, yeah, I'll send it to Todd.
Would you do that?
Yeah.
You can always text Todd, by the way, with your are you kidding me moments, questions, and/or comments.
I got his number, 226-8503.
Well, there you go.
Well, we don't need to give it out then. Okay.
Let's talk about a loyal listener, by golly.
Evidently.
That's right. Yeah, he's got that.
Although, to the person who keeps calling me at really weird hours, I don't know if I'm going to grab a conversation at 2 in the morning.
No, that's
I got to put some sort of limitation on this. I'm not going to start having a conversation at 2 in the morning if I'm asleep. Okay.
You send it to us.
Go ahead.
You send it to us, Robert, and we'll get it up, okay?
All right. I'll see you right now. Thank you.
That's a fine contribution for an Are You Kidding Me Friday for sure. Fred and Wing, what's on your mind?
Well, I just got about 6 pheasants walking down in my yard here, but there's not as much as a moose. Wow, that's really neat. But anyway, what's on my mind this morning is, you know, this thing that happened in Canada, and this thing that happened in, you know, with the Ebola virus coming across, you know, with these terrorist people who were supposedly new Muslim converts. I sure would like to know what mosque they were converted in and which one they were going to church in. That would sure be nice for us to know that. How do we know that they're Muslim converts? But when you think about it...
So I think you're saying we want a little more investigation on what is producing this kind of... How about the Axe attack in New York City? Fred, thanks for the call.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local county extension agent for more information about the soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and 2 inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Tom in Bismarck. Ebola is now in New York. The mayor of New York says they've been preparing for months. Yet, earlier this morning, I saw a video of two of New York City's, New York PD's finest, throwing their protective gear in a curbside trash can. Are you kidding me? Have a good day.
I heard about that too. You can't even make this up. What is going on? And this is not a new crisis. This is not a new threat. We've been talking about this since early summer, for crying out loud. Couldn't agree with you anymore. 800-228-0550 on an Are You Kidding Me edition of What's On Your Mind. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We're live at Chandler High School for a special guest. We'll join us in person after 10:30. Father Frank Bavone to talk about North Dakota's nation-leading legislation on the pro-life issue and the threat to it from measure number one, as well as the chairperson of the North Dakota Choose Life group, Yana Murdahl, will be here. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, go for the bacon, folks. Cloverdale Bacon up for grabs today for the caller of the hour. Criteria is it's got to be a great call. Going to make us laugh. Got to just stand out from the crowd a little bit today on the program. Let's see if Len could do that. He's on I-94 listening on AM 1100 The Flag. Go ahead, Len. What's on your mind?
You know, you're bringing me down on this beautiful Friday. I think you need to take the Barack Obama attitude towards Ebola.
What would that be?
Well, you're familiar with the song, and I apologize. I don't know who sings it, but it's Don't Worry, Be Happy. You know, don't worry, be
Bobby
happy.
Bobby McFerrin.
Okay. Well, I think we're all aware that in college, Barack Obama was a member of what they called the Chom Gang, and he smoked copious amounts of marijuana. So, I believe that when Barack is given the meetings with his cabinet about Ebola, he's probably dancing around singing, "If Ebola, if you think Ebola, nah, don't worry, we'll get high, don't worry."
Oh, heaven help us.
Happy.
Heaven help us. Yes, Todd has performed the most ably as well, and here is the song right here, Len.
It's a beautiful Friday. We got to look at it on the bright side.
Thank you. Yeah.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
Yeah, come on, Scott.
Be happy.
All right, I'm not worrying. I'm going to be happy. And he set the tone. So I think I will say this. The Cloverdale Bacon winner is going to be somebody that brings us up, not brings us down. So there's just a one little hint at how you're going to win this hour. Jane and Mandan, what is on your mind?
I'm calling on shared parenting, and I'm wondering, guys, where are you at? I don't hear you calling in on this. In some cases, it could be a woman, but the judge will usually grant the woman the primary, even if they say the guy sounds like a good dad. You'll only see your kids a little, have to pay a lot, and probably paying for ex-wife's shoes and clothing and maybe even going for fun, because there's nothing that she has to come up with that shows where the money goes for the kids. Even if you have a marriage you think is okay, you just never know from day to day. You have a chance to watch out for yourselves. Otherwise, judges grant the spouse so much for each child that the person, that the father, in most cases, won't hardly be able to make his bills. Vote for shared parenting. All right, I mean, you got a chance here. Do something about it.
All right, appreciate the call. And by the way, that's measure number six on the ballot. I don't believe I won't be voting for it, only for this reason. I think the language would mean lawyers would win, parents wouldn't.
So you won't be voting for it, huh?
No, I'm not, because I think the language is so out there that it would just mean lawyers make more money. And I agree.
I mean, even if he's a good dad, they take his kid. I mean, he can hardly see him, and they make him pay so much that they hardly have any money left.
Well, what you're talking about there is a separate thing than adding language. It just means lawyers are going to make more money, right? I think
somebody's got to fight. They can't fight for themselves. I mean, nobody's. That's what it's got to be. But what do you do in a case like that?
Yeah, it's a tough deal, Jane. I think the best solution is people get both sides, get parents in the room and figure it out and be reasonable about it. But I appreciate your passion, rather, on the shared parenting. It's measure six. Didn't want to argue with you. Anybody's free to call in and stump for whatever they want today on the program, so that's okay. Familiar face just walked by here, Todd. The one and only Haley Grace Hennon, who is a student here in the sixth grade, actually, at the adjacent Sullivan Middle School. How are you, Haley?
I'm good.
Nice to come see your dad today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very nice. Yeah, say hi to Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Hi!
So how's school going today?
A familiar face to me. Nah, never met her.
Oh, is good.
Yeah, now the school resource officer just came by and you kind of straightened up. What was that all about?
I did not.
Didn't you? Okay, all right.
I think that's a normal reaction, Scott.
Is that the deal? What class are you heading to now, Haley?
I'm in language arts.
Language arts, and how was, what did you have first thing this morning again?
Novels.
Novels? How was novels?
Boring.
I'm not going to tell the teacher you said that, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for coming by.
All right.
All right, love you, bye.
Love you.
All right, Ron.
Scott, you evidently taught your daughter not to lie, so that's a good thing.
Exactly right. Ron in Newtown, listening on 550K Fire. What's on your mind, Ron?
Well, I just want to comment about that doctor that came back from West Africa. You know what? What the heck happened to common sense? He should be the first person to realize that he is at risk. And what is he doing? Rides the subway, goes out bowling. By going to the bowling alley, he costs the bowling alley all our money. And, you know, how many people on the subway possibly got exposed to this? You know, it's just totally ignorant. And you would think that a doctor would have more common sense and have a better sense of reality to check himself into a facility for at least 21 days. Now he's subjected a whole bunch of other people to the same problem, and it's just totally uncalled for.
I hear you. I can't believe it, although there's going to always be people that lack common sense in this world, and to me, if we're in the middle of a crisis over Ebola that you'd have to be under a rock not to know about how this guy can come back and then, you know, hit the subway, and as a medical worker, there might be some precautions. It's just a mind blower. Completely share your disgust with this, Ron. Thanks for the call. Another caller from Minot listening on KCJB wants to talk about Amy Walker. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to know if there's any policy against the public schools against teachers doing their politicking like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, tell me.
It wasn't bad enough she had those ads, and now I get a great big card about a foot long from her, a picture colored on both sides, and all about vote yes on measure number 5.
Is this the teacher that's not the teacher in Mandan?
Amy Walker from high. It says Amy Walker, comma, high school teacher, comma, Mandan, North Dakota. And gotcha. I had thought she wasn't from North Dakota.
Well, I think she lives in Mandan now. She does not teach, hasn't taught for 2 years, so she never was a teacher in Mandan, taught somewhere else but hasn't for 2 years, and happens to be married to someone at Ducks Unlimited, which are the folks that are pouring millions into Measure 5. It's fraudulent. It's another lie by the Measure 5 folks. Encountered all the educational leadership in the state that says vote no on Measure 5. Every superintendent, every principal, all the school associations all saying no on Measure 5. So I guess that's the way they counter it. They lie.
Well, it really is a lie if she isn't teaching.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think you know all you need to know about what folks will tell you that want you to vote yes on Measure 5, so I'd vote no if I were you. Appreciate the call.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Good morning. These questions are for Scott. Scott, measure one, you indicate that a lot of the language is already in the Constitution and that people are already protected. The right to life is already protected. Why then do we need to add this language if it's already in our Constitution, or if it's already in existence? And secondly, why are so many of the medical professionals out there against this measure? And that's my questions. Thanks.
Well, I appreciate it. First of all, I think the reason that it's necessary is because of Judge Brett Corwin, who took the language right from the legislation and added in rights never envisioned by a legislature and or the Constitution to the Constitution. I mean, his ruling, which is just flat out radical. I mean, absolutely radical. And if you talk to anybody in the lawyer community, they'll just say it's almost just flat out crazy to do what he's done. So obviously, this would clarify that and make it less likely. I see it as protecting the legislation. But here's the interesting thing. Obviously, anybody is making the case that, oh, you won't be able to do in vitro fertilization, you won't be able to do, make your own decisions on end-of-life decisions. All of those arguments, if they were going to happen, would already be happening under the right to life the provision that's in the Constitution already. So what it does is former Attorney General John Ashcroft is in town. His point is, and he brought up the actual language from the Missouri Constitution that was put in way back in 1988, that is a little less... it's wordy. It's more wordy. It's not as conservative as this one sentence that measure number one would put in to the Constitution. And he said none of the parade of horrors that they're predicting have happened in Missouri, so they certainly wouldn't happen here. Number one. What was the second part of his question, Tom? So I think the reason it needs to go in is because of the judge. And I think the medical professionals, there's medical professionals on all sides of this. You have, here's what you need to know. The one Stanford medical practitioner that said that she would stop practicing in vitro fertilization if Measure 1 passes also referred to the legislators in North Dakota as the Taliban. If you consider that to be a credible statement, then, take her word for it on everything else. To me, that tells you everything you need to know about somebody when they go there, which she has. Meanwhile, there's doctors. I saw a press conference. Is it today, Todd, and Bismarck with medical professionals? I believe it's today that it's happening. It happened Wednesday in Fargo as well, and 60 doctors coming out and signing it. So the medical professionals are on all sides of that particular issue. What'd you say, Shane? I see. All right. And we have some more calls waiting as well. We'll get to all of you in just a moment. We've got to find out who wins the bacon. We have Jake in Bismarck, Jerry in Bismarck, Todd in Bismarck on Measure 5, Jeff in Minot on Ebola. But there is a bus tour all across the great state of North Dakota as we close in on Election Day with some elected leaders. And one of those is Doug Goring, our ag commissioner, who joins us by phone. Doug, where are you at right now?
Hey, good morning. How are you, Scott?
Doing great. How about you?
Not bad. I'm here at the North Dakota GOP headquarters. We're getting ready to leave on a bus today. We have a great opportunity to go out there, remind people about the upcoming election and get out the vote, and to remind people to exercise their constitutional right. And we're launching our tour today, starting in western North Dakota, going to Dickinson, Williston, Minot, and back late tonight into Bismarck. We have a great slate of candidates on the bus today. Attorney General Wayne Stengem, Secretary of State Al Jager. We have the Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger, PSC Julie Fedorchek, and Brian Kulk. And myself, we're going to be traveling across the state and touching base with the voters and talking about any issues that are on their minds. And they're going to be, I think it's going to be a great opportunity and a great event.
So what are folks talking about? I mean, you're going to be in a number of towns today, and obviously you've been door knocking, been at parades, been crisscrossing the state as it pertains to your race and the Ag Commission race. I know Measure 5 has garnered quite a bit of attention. Obviously, that's a separate question for voters in North Dakota. Your opponent's had a hard time saying what he would what he'd do, despite every ag group being against it. Is Measure 5 the big deal? Is it other stuff? What is it, Doug?
Well, and I can only speak to my campaign. People have just been so supportive and optimistic. A lot of what I hear is thank you for being so positive, staying on message, and talking about the issues that really mean something to us in our community, not sidetracking and digressing and going into places and operating at a 30,000-foot level when, quite frankly, we ask direct questions and we want a direct answer. And that's what I've been spending my time doing. I've been doing that for the last 5.5 years in my job and will continue to do so. I think it's wonderful. And when we're in western North Dakota, we're going to probably be talking about infrastructure. We're talking about rail service. We'll be talking about, you know, the new pipeline reclamation inspection program that we announced and are going to be moving forward and asking the legislature to consider. People are they're happy. They get engaged in it, and they say, thank you. We know that we've been talking to you directly, and it's great to see some more people coming on board and the opportunity to address some of these issues and concerns and just provide assurances. And they also thank us at the department for all the work we've done on some of the other issues at the Port of Vancouver agreement with the pollinator plan, circumventing and really trying to help protect agriculture, its activities, and protect honey production in North Dakota, along with expanding our mediation services so that we can do more.
And by the way, the bus tour is today and tomorrow. Dickinson, Ramada, Grand, Dakota Lodge. That'll take place at 11:30 this morning. Then up to Williston at 3 o'clock for a rally there at the El Rancho Hotel. And then 6 p.m. in Minot, right?
That sounds right. I don't have the schedule right in front of me. I just remembered that's where we're heading to.
Yeah, and that's tomorrow 9 a.m. at the headquarters, or at the Ronald Reagan headquarters in Bismarck, right across from the Capitol. At 12 noon at the North Dakota GOP Victory Office in Grand Forks, and then up to Fargo, and then
Fargo, yep.
Yeah, up to Grand Forks at 2:30, and then Jamestown at 6 o'clock. So, folks that want to check that out, you can go to ndgop.org and view everything you need to view there and check it all out. So, sounds good. By the way, tonight in Minot, the location is going to be the sleep-in at 2400 10th Street Southwest, not far from the Dakota Square Mall there, 6 p.m. tonight. So, again, 11:30 today in Dickinson, the Ramada Grand Dakota Lodge, then Williston at 3 o'clock at the El Rancho Hotel, and Minot asleep in 6 o'clock tonight. And then tomorrow, a whole new round, so it should be a lot of fun. Doug, thanks for checking in with us.
You bet. You take care, Scott, and tell Todd hi.
Well, you can tell him hi. He's
is he on? No,
I'm sitting right here. I can. Yeah, you can go ahead and tell me hi. Hi.
Most of the time you're quiet. I never get a chance to hear you very much. So
that's anybody around Scott when Scott's talking is generally pretty quiet. So I mean,
I thought you stepped out for a cup of coffee. Hey guys,
Good
morning and a good day.
Good to talk to you. Thanks a bunch. We're going to check in with some other folks, too. They're going to be part of the bus tour throughout the program here. Jerry and Bismarck listening on 550 K-Fire. And wants to talk a little bit about the AARP, part of our conversation yesterday with the former president, who also was talking Measure 1. Jerry, what's on your mind?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir. Yes, go ahead.
Let's think back a little bit when AARP supported Obamacare. And they had no qualms about it because they were selling insurance policies, and they were very political about it. I don't always agree with Mr. Wetzel on some of his views, but he didn't do anything different than what he had done before, and they didn't reprimand him that. I think it's a little bit of hypocrisy there.
Yeah, in other words, it was okay to be political on an issue that the AARP agreed with, but as soon as they disagree with you, then they throw them under the bus. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. I mean, really, come on now. Are you kidding me? You're not going to call yourself a hypocrite, you know, as far as AARP when you were promoting Obamacare, but when he stands up for what he believes in, even if it's not what I believe in, he had a right to do it.
And by the way, what I found most compelling about our conversation with Roger Wetzel yesterday is that the reason he spoke out is because the opponents of Measure Number 1 were lying and saying the AARP was against us, and the AARP had not taken a position. So he was actually trying to set the record straight, number one. Number two, the guy has a lot of credentials in the elder care industry and knows chapter and verse that everything they're saying about end-of-life issues are flat-out lies. So he's just using his expertise as someone that advocates on behalf of seniors. So I didn't think he did anything that was worthy of how he was treated either, to tell you the truth.
Oh, I think what they did was terrible. Look, I've known Mr. Wetzel for 40 years, and he's a stand-up guy. I don't always agree with him. He's got some radical opinions, but those are his opinions, and I respect it. But what they did to him was very uncalled for.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550. Are you kidding me? Friday. And free bacon on the line from Cloverdale, the four-pack. Give us a call and get in contention. Jake and Bismarck on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Jake, how are you?
Not too bad. Hey, I just called up the shared parenting thing. I personally don't believe that mandating shared parenting is a good idea. I mean, obviously, some parents are not qualified to take care of their children 50% of the time. And honestly, I'm pretty confident that the people supporting this and pushing this are looking at it for the child support reason. Because if they have 50-50 child or the shared parenting 50% of the time, nobody pays child support. And I think that is honestly what they're looking at.
All right. How are you going to vote?
I'm going to vote against the shared parenting.
Measure number 6 is what we're talking about. We had a caller earlier, very much in favor, and we have someone on the other side of this as well. And you know what? We're spending a lot of time on these measures. Really, welcome all opinions on it. I want you to have your say on it. And by the way, we've done debates on a good number of them. We're adding another debate on measure number 7, the ownership regarding pharmacies, because our first one was so good, we'll do a second one on that. But by the time we get to Election Day, we'll have had debates on all of these, and we'll be posting those up on our What's on Your Mind website. We also have asked all the candidates about energy. We're gonna hear from them on that. We're also have a run through on all the candidates on, you know, tell us why we ought to vote for you without mentioning your opponent. That's for Public Service Commission race, Ag Commission race, Attorney General, and of course Congress, Secretary of State, Tax Commissioner race as well. So a lot to do between now and Election Day, which is, believe it or not, 1 week from Tuesday. Can hardly believe it. Anyway, Jake, thanks for sharing your opinion. Another side of that issue, Jake and Bismarck. I've got to check in with more of the candidates that are traipsing around the state as we go throughout the program, and more open phone time, too, on an Are You Kidding Me Friday. Let us know what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. More coming up. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Woltec electric conversion system from AgriTouch. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Woltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot, 701-721-1252. Find a dealer online at WoltecElectric.com.
Here's to everyone who believes in competition and good sportsmanship, who knows it's not about the trophies or the medals, but rather the lessons learned. For those who understand it's not whether you win or lose, just that you give your best. So go ahead, lace them up, take the field, have fun, and play. For the experience, for the memories, for the love of the game. Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Morehead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. For that, we thank you very much for listening to the program. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments, and the number of ways you can join us, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, from 550 KFIRE in Bismarck, Mandan, 910 KCJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, AM 1090 KTGO, Tioga, as well as KLTC in Dickinson. And let's see, we have lots of calls waiting to weigh in here. We have to, we have some bacon to give away. I know a couple of contenders. The Bull Moose guy's got to be right up there, but so does the Don't Worry, Be Happy guy. So we'll have to decide. Plus, we have a whole new group of contenders here. So let's find out if we have some others in the mix. Judy and Mandan, listening on 550 K-Fire, what's on your mind?
Yes. Hello?
Hi, Judy.
Hi. I would like to comment. First of all, I want to thank you for your support of There's Your One and getting the information out there to people. I have been a hospice nurse for 16 years in the Bismarck-Mandan area, and so I take care of a lot of my patients. I take care of elderly, and I think we need to really get the message out there. What I'm hearing out there is they're worried about their living wills not being protected if Measure One passes. They don't even talk about the abortion laws that are already in place or all that stuff. They're so worried about their living wills, so I think we really need to explain that to them that they are protected.
Absolutely. That's a legal contract. In other words, nothing in this language would be something you could say, oh, that undoes that. That just doesn't happen. That's legally not even, that's like crazy talk, right? So number one,
Right. Even
if this language was designed to do that, it couldn't do that. It couldn't undo those that are already there, which are a legally binding contract. Second of all, again, Planned Parenthood is funding all this opposition, and they're funding it because they don't want any threat to the industry that fuels them. So they're using scare tactics. Like the end-of-life issues, like the living wills and the directives and everything else. That's why it was very very interesting to hear Attorney General John Ashcroft, a former governor, a former senator, and a lawyer, come in and say, look, here's what we had in Missouri. It is similar to what you have here. It's been there since 1988. None of these parade of horrors, to use his term, have come to pass. None of them have happened. So it's just flat-out lies. So you're right. I think it's just a matter, Judy, you talking to your patients and, children talking to their parents and neighbors talking to neighbors and just getting the facts out there because, I don't know about you, but I'm not a big fan of people scaring seniors to try and get their vote. It really is it's a bad deal. Appreciate the call. Jim and Bowden on 550 K-Fire. I want to talk Measure 6. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to say that former caller that just called, I respect him for who he is, but he's just wrong. Measure 6 is positive. The fact of the matter is that children have fathers at the point of conception, and it's about time the courts recognize that when children are conceived, they have a father and a mother, which means the rights of the child are divided 50-50 among the mother and the father. Give the rights of the child equally to the father.
But judges do that. I mean, first of all, everything you say, I agree with. I think that you know, a biological father has every right to share in parenting as the biological mother.
It's not recognized like that. Fathers know, divorced fathers with children know.
Fix that without lining the pockets of attorneys is my view. And I think sadly Measure 6 ends up so ambiguous. There's so much ambiguity is what I'm trying to say in the language of Measure 6.
There's ambiguity in court anyway.
I realize that. Well, I don't want more of it because then lawyers just make more money. I mean, if we could figure out to do what you suggest you want to do, Jim, I think everybody would be in favor of it. To say, look, let's, but again, the lawyers are the ones that are going to win here.
Hey, let the weather swing towards the other direction, and then maybe 10, 50, or 1,000 years from now, it'll be where it's at. It's been too far to the other side for a long time.
Yeah,
fathers have their rights.
I hear you. I mean, I think what you're saying is it's a mess now, so let's make it a bigger mess, and if the pendulum swings the other way because of the bigger mess, we'll fix it later. I just don't think that's any way to run a railroad or a courtroom. Jim in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Talk about the shared parenting, where they say they split time between the homes and whatnot, and a long time ago I heard somebody very wise say, well, if that's the way it is, why don't they both build a house, let the child live there, and then the father moves in there for 4 days this week, then the mother moves in 3 days, and then the following week they go 3 and 4 again. I mean, there has to be some continuity in these children's lives. And the previous caller is correct. I'm a divorced man. I'm not proud of it, but I was. And I missed my children, but, I paid my support and I was active in the child's life. But the shared parenting thing, that's putting more power into attorneys, more drug out cases. And it'll benefit no one.
That's where I'm at. I mean, I'd rather fix the problem, and I don't think Measure 6 fixes anything other than getting lawyers more money, unfortunately. You know, I mean, here's what I'd love to see. If we're going to put anything on the ballot, we ought to say before a lawyer's involved, before a mediator's involved, sit at the table and figure it out for what works for you, right? In other
That's
words,
exactly
to,
right.
To mandate, as this Measure 6 does, here's the last sentence of it here. Let's see what I'm talking about. It wants to amend the Century Code to create a presumption that each parent is a fit parent and entitled to be awarded equal parenting rights and responsibilities by a court unless there is clear and convincing evidence to the contrary. The measure would also provide a definition of equal parenting time. Holy bucks, try and figure that out. You know, I don't know how that would work with that language. It's a tough deal. Jim, appreciate the call. Others, welcome. We'll continue straight ahead.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
There's a lot of reasons to love Chase on the Lake. It's one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. And fall is a beautiful time to visit Walker, Minnesota and the entire region. It just screams, relax. Copper Door Aveda Spa and all their wonderful massages and pedicures and manicures. You can pamper yourself. There's bike rentals. What a romantic little getaway. Great trails. There's all kinds of fine dining in the 502 restaurant and all around Walker, Minnesota. The shopping downtown Walker is a blast. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Right out your door, the famous Reed Sporting Goods and all kinds of unique shops in downtown Walker. And the accommodations cannot be beat. I'd even recommend some golf or some bowling at Chase's Bowling Alley. Great deals right now, including buy one, get one night, Sunday through Thursday, chaseonthelake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326, or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.